I would like to expound on something that I spoke about a little bit last week, and that is this that we say in the bracha of the Yiratzin, V'loyli de'avir v'obin, v'loyli de'nisayim, v'loyli de'vizayim. So we said over from Ramban Agra and others that they teach v'loyli de'vizayim to mean the b'zayin of being nichshal and nechat. They were asking Hashem not to bring us to Nisayin, and if we're brought to Nisayin, we shouldn't be nichshal and nechat in the Nisayin, and then that will be a b'zayin for us. But the Rekech and other Rishayim explain that v'loyli de'vizayim means that we shouldn't have to come out to other people for parnasa. That what the Gemara calls an aspart of kashrui k'deiro, if somebody has to come out to other people for parnasa, that's what we're asking Hashem, that we shouldn't be bali de bizayin in the tefillah. The question is, how does this fit the flow of the bracha? The entire bracha is a bracha ruchnius. Right before that, we said about v'yena bali dechet bali de aver v'avon bali de nisayin. Right after this, v'alat tasha bani yetzahara. What does it mean that we shouldn't lack parnas and have to come out to other people? Where does that fit in to the flow of the bracha, a bracha that's kuli on ruchnias, and this finds itself in here somehow? What's it doing here? So the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Mem Aleph, that the Gemara in Erevin said on Beis, that the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan, Gimel Dvar Mavir Nesal Adam Adayte V'Alas Kerni. Three things are Mavir, a person, and his Das, and the Das of Hashem. Ve'eluhim. Oiv Dekecham V'Ruach Rav Dekduki Anias. Dekduki Anias is something that's Mavir, a person, Adayte V'Alas Kerni. The fact that a person is poor, the Tzaddik and Kaimat Samincha explains a Pei Gemara Kedushin that the Anias brings him L'day Nisayinus, and the Nisayinus bring that the person is over Aldas Kaimat because he is Nisayin because of Nisayin of Aini. He brings him to Nisayinus in Inyan and Mamnus and other things to get out of the situation that causes a person to be over Aldaitev Aldas Kaimat. So the Gemara says, the Main Afkamino, when we boy Rachmi Alayu. The nafkamina that these three things, Aravina Saldam al Daitava Askaina, is to ask for Rachmanis. The Mefarshim explained that for everything that we need, we ask Hashem for Rachman. What does it mean for these three things that we ask Hashem for Rachman? So the Mefarshim explained that these three things, since it's Mavra Aldam al Daitava Askaina, a person is supposed to ask for Rachman even before he comes to it. A regular Yisurim, once the person has the davens for Hashem, that he should remove them from him. These things a person should daven, that he shouldn't come to them, because it's Mavra Adam Adaita V'Adas Koinim. If he's there, it could be explained why we say, V'at V'en Eloi De Chet, V'Eloi De Aver, V'Av V'Eloi De Nisayim, V'Eloi De Bizayim. Because the place for this Bizayim is Taka right after Nisayim. Because Bizayim is the Nisayim of Oimi, of the having Parnasa, having to come out to others, which brings the day Nisayim, as Ratzadik says, the Gvist Nisayim is. So it's a Dover Ruchni that we're asking for. Nisayim is a Nisayim, Ba'atzim, and Bizayim. The not having Parnasa, the Duki Anis, which brings us the day Nisayim, is another type of Nisayim. So right after we ask for Lodi Day Nisayim, we ask for Lodi Day Bizayim, because that could also bring us to Nisayim is. And it's something that the Gemara tells us that we have to daven for, and therefore it's included in this bracha. The reason that we daven for it is because Mavra Adam Adayte V'Adas Kainai. Therefore, in the bracha of Ruchnius, not coming to the Chatoim and not having the Sinus, like over there, we daven that Hashem shouldn't bring us to the Bezayin, that we shouldn't lack Parnasa and have to come out to the Bezayin of it. Then we say about Tashle Banu Yetzahara. So the Mefarshim explain that it doesn't mean that we shouldn't do averus, because we already said about what it means is that the Yitzhara is a trap for us, and he tries to trap us in his trap even without getting us to do averus, but he wants us to befriend him and go after him. The Chofetz Chaim says that the Yitzhara could even sometimes try to convince people that to do mitzvahs, in order to befriend them, in order that afterwards he should be able to trap them into doing averus. So we ask Hashem saying before Hashem about Tasha Bani Yitzhahara, that the Yitzhahara should have no shlita over us, even when he's not trying to convince us to do averus, they should have no control and no authority over us at all. And then we say Vachikenu me'odom ra, that Hashem should take us away from a bad person. Now the Adam Ra is the person that's Ra'al Shemayim and Ra'al Abriyas. The Chavar Ra, that we say afterwards, that Hashem should save us from, the Chavar Ra, that's a person that's Ra'al Shemayim and Tov Labriyas. Such a person could be much more dangerous because he's more possible to get people to follow him, to follow his lead, because he's such a nice and pleasant person. In Yanni ben Adam l'chaveri ben Yanni abriyas, as the Gaon says in Mishlei. And daika many Rishayim are good in ben Adam l'chaveri for this reason, that the Shemini Shayim to go after them. So we ask Hashem to take us away from the Adam Ra, the Ra'al Shemayim and Ra'al Abriyas. When we chaver on Hashem should take us away from the person that's Ra the Shemayim and Tov Labrius, which is a bigger level, and therefore comes afterwards. There's a Sefer Ar LeYisharim, which was put out by one of the Dayanim on the base of the Neid of Yehuda. There's a scummer from the Neid of Yehuda. The Yehuda says, whoever learns the Sefer will for sure come with a tshuva. The Ar LeYisharim says over there that the Chavar Ra that we ask for, based on the Gemara that says, Chavar Hulish Mashkis, that the Chavar Ra is the Ismashkis, the Yetzahara, is the Samach Mem is the biggest Chavar Ra. That's included when we ask Hashem to take us away from a Chavar Ra. Then we dive into Hashem with Dabkenu, be Yetzah Toiv, v'masim Toivim. Hashem should be attach us, be Dabakas, glue us to the Yetzah Toiv, v'masim Toivim. That we should have midas tovus, but more than that, the Mefarshim explained that the davik be'etzer tov doesn't just mean the midas tovus, but it means actually more than that, that there's two things, because by averus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzarev machshava to ma'isa, but by mitzvah Hashem is mitzarev machshava to ma'isa, and some is chishul as mitzvah and anas is kilo asol. So we say with the pkeinu be'etzer tov, we should be davik be'etzer tov, we should have good midas, but we should even have good machshavas to want to do mitzvahs. And that itself is something of Ma'asim Tovim, and we should be able to bring these machshavas to fruition, and we should be able to do Ma'asim Tovim. Then we daven v'chovitz yitzenu l'shtabeloch. Hashem should force our yetzer to be meshubet to Hashem. So seemingly this is out of place, because now we're talking about the positive. In the beginning of the brach, we talked about tavien lo yidechev lo yideve ravim v'dein nisayin. We talked about not doing the negative. Now we're talking about the positive. And secondly, the Mefarshim ask it's redundant. Because we already said, it's repetitive, because we already said, V'atasha bani yetzahar, so what are we saying again? V'chayim sustain you l'shtabeloch. So in regard to the second question, that's repetitive, there's two teruts, and Mefal Hamburger says that there's two yetzaharas, there's yetzahar b'fnim, and there's yetzahar b'chutz. Besides the yetzahar, the regular yetzahar, there's yetzahar that we bring upon ourselves by doing averus. That's the second thing that we're asking for. V'chayv said, "Tzreinu the Eitzah that we brought upon ourselves, l'shtabeloch." But the question is, it's still out of place. To answer that, there's a Siach Yitzchak that explains al pi the Goyim that there's two aspects to the Eitzah Hara. The Goyim says in Brachas Daf Nandala that the Gemara says, "B'chol avavcha b'shnei Yitzarecha b'Eitzah Hatoiv b'Eitzah Hara." That what does it mean b'Eitzah Hara? That besides the Eitzah Hara that tries to bring a person to do averus. There's the Yetzirah that gets a person to eat, to sleep, to take care of his physical needs. And without this Yetzirah, a person wouldn't do any of these things. So the purpose is to use these physical needs to serve Hashem. So that's what we're saying. V'chayv is a train with this Yetzirah that we have for our physical needs. We should use the Shtabalach. We should do our physical necessities to be Meshubet to Hashem. That's how the Siach Yitzchak explains this al pi the Goyim. That's the first thing is we're asking about Tasha Bayam Yetzahar, that's the Yetzahar that tries to get us to do averus. The second thing we're asking about is that we should do our physical needs, that comes through the Yetzahar, that the Yetzahar is the one that makes us take care of our physical needs, but it should be used for positive. We should do our physical needs for Avodas Hashem. That's why it's very good why it's put with the after we say the can be eats our time of maisim time, because then we say mechayim tzayin shtabelach, because we're saying that we should use our physical needs for avodas Hashem. So it goes together with the positive, because we're saying that the eitzer should be used for avodas Hashem, the shtabelach to be used for avodas Hashem. Could be maisim this a little in Rashi and Zechariah that Rashi says shnei bnei ayotzer, that's referring to the shnei yitzar, the yitzatayv and the yitzahara. Because Rashi says the yitzahara could be mishapech l'tayv alidei tayra. Through tayra, the yitzahara could be changed from being a yitzahara to being a yitzatayv, a positive influence on the person. So that's what we're saying. V'chayfis it's a shame in l'shtabeloch that Hashem shafur a yitzar to be meshubet Hashem, meaning through Torah it should come a positive Yetzer, a Yetzer that serves Hashem. And the milah of having this is that the Yetzer Hara has a more of a brand and more of a fire than the Yetzer Toiv. So therefore, through the mishapak the Yetzer Hara to the Toiv, a person could do more for Avodas Hashem because the Yetzer Hara has more of a brand than the Yetzer Tov. And if a person's kaif is the same, if even the Yetzer Hara is serving Hashem, a person can come to stronger, more fiery Avodas Hashem. Then we continue, Sneinu Hayom Hashem Shapodas U'b'chol Yom. So it's very interesting this that we say Hayom U'b'chol Yom here, and in the next, the Hiratzin, we also say Chatzitzin Hayom U'b'chol Yom. More than we do on most brachas, that we don't have to ask specifically Hayom u'b'chol Yom, but it's understood that we're asking refers to at all times. Why are we here in the next bracha? I'm not sure why we have to say Usneinu, the next Yiratzin, why we say Usneinu Hayom u'b'chol Yom, Tatzleinu Hayom u'b'chol Yom. We say L'chein. Chein refers to something that doesn't have an exact English translation, but it's a type of favor that a person finds Be'ini Habriyas, even though he's not roy for it. Chain is something that a person could have, that people should want to give him something, even if he doesn't merit it. But it's mitzad the mekabel that this chain gives it, that people want to give him something, he finds favor in people's eyes. Ule chesed means that the rachamim, that they should have chesed and rachamim, refers mitzad the noisin, that the noisin should want to give. They should want to give to us. Well, the Rachman Masih Yitzchak explains means that they shouldn't want to punish us. Be'necha, the eyes of Hashem, u'be'ene kore'enu, and the eyes of everybody that sees us. And the reason we ask for this is based on the Mishnah and Novice, that the Mishnah and Novice says, Kol shal ruach nu, habiyas neichi imenu, ruach hamakim neichi imenu. And others add on that this way you can have a positive ashba on people to do Torah and mitzvahs of Ma'asim Tovim. But the reason we ask Be'ene Koreinu is because it has the Ruchnistic aspect of it's Koshene Abiris, Neichi Menu, Zene Amok Neichi Menu. And secondly, the Sikh Yitzchak says he could have a positive influence on people that they should do good. Then we say Sigmaleinu Chasadim Tovim. So why is it called Sigmaleinu? Gemilas Chasadim, why is it called by such a name? So the Goyin in Rav Tali Herzl Siddur says that the Lashon Sigmaleinu is Ki Imaleinu HaGemelas. It's like a mother that nourishes her child, because we're nourished and we're nourished on the Chasadim of Hashem. This is very good, and the Chasadim that Hashem does for us, that they're called the Sigmaleinu Chasadim Tovim. How about the Chasadim that we do one for another, they're called Gemilas Chasadim as well? What's the reason for that? So the Rebbe Yochanan explains, based on a Tanchuma, that the Tanchuma says when somebody does a tayva for a person, he gives him an apple, he gives him a dollar. So you think he gets schar for the small action that he did, he gave him an apple or he gave him a dollar. But Hashem gives him schar for much more than that. Hashem says you gave him an apple, and because of the apple he has kaychus now. And now he's in a better mood, and to put his family in a better mood, and he has kaychus to learn now, his kaychus to be Ovid Hashem, maybe went out because of that and he got himself a job. All the things that come out of it, a person gets schar for also. Therefore, it's called gemilas chasadim, because it grows Gomel is lashon of growing, like the child growing. Not just when he nurses, he grows. The sharish gimel mem lamed gomel is the same sharish that Aruch says because it's big, because it grows a lot. So we said gimelenu chasadim tayvim, that the chasadim grow, the chasadim tayvim, that the chasadim that we do grow. Now why is it called chasadim tayvim? And why do we finish off the bracha hagimel chasadim tayvim la'ama Yisrael? Why is it dafka teklai Yisrael? So there are two pshatim in this. The Siach Yitzchak explains that the meaning of this is because there's some chasadim that are not tovim, and that's oisha shamer lebal of lera. So sometimes it's not good for a person to get toiv. So to yidden, Hashem only gives toivs that are good for them, but for goyim, Hashem gives them say what's good for them and say what's not good for them based on a pasuk in Melachim Aleph Parches. Pasuk Mem Gimel, the Rashi explains over there that Shlomo HaMelech asks for Hashem that when a guy asks for something from Hashem, Hashem should give it to him, whether he's deserving of it or whether he's not, so he shouldn't be karatagur chas v'shalom in Hashem. But Shein Ken Yid, Hashem doesn't always give it to him if he knows it's for not for the ultimate good of the person. Therefore we say chasadim tovim, we daven for chasadim that are good for us, that they're for the ultimate good. And that is only la'ama Yisrael, only for Klal Yisrael, they are zaycheh for these type of things. But a goyim get chasadim, even if they're not for their ultimate goods, because they shouldn't be carried tiger chas v'shalom. But the another pshat is that Taisus and Brachas asks that the psich and the chasim and the charish have to be the same. We start off ma'ar v'sheinim eina yusnum ma'af apoy. What does that have to do with goyim chasadim tayvim la'ama Yisrael? So Taisa says the chesed Hashem does is chadoshim lebkorim rabba munasecho. The Hashem refreshes us, wakes us anew every morning. We go to sleep one hour and we wake up with new kaychas. That is the chasadim tayvim. The question is, why is that dafkal ama Yisrael? That's for everybody. Goyim have that also. So the Shalom and others explain that there's Mishnah and Ben Sayyir Meir says, Shino l'rishayim is tayv lahem v'tayv la'olam. A tzaddikim is ra lahem v'ra la'olam. For Rishayim, it's better that they should sleep more. For tzaddikim, it's better that they should be awake. The purpose of their being awake is so they should be able to do mitzvahs and ma'isim tayvim. That's why we say in this bracha, ma'av v'sheinim einu yislum ma'af apoy, and it continues, shatargileinu b'saysecho v'abkeinu b'mitzaysecho, because that's the only way that there's an atava of waking up. The reason that waking up is an atava is because it will bring two to shatargileinu b'saysecho v'abkeinu b'mitzaysecho, and that is a purpose for our being awake. Therefore we say, Hashem is gemel chasadim tayvim, that he wakes us, refreshes us anew with new kaychas every day. That's chasadim tayvim la'ami Yisrael, for Klal Yisrael that's going to tayir a mitzvahs with it. Then it's tayv lahem v'tayv la'olam. But for goyim that are not going to do mitzvahs, if a carrot it's ra'al lahem v'ra'al la'olam, it's not a good chasad for them that they wake up with new kaychas every day. It's better that they should be sleeping more. Therefore we end off this bracha, goyim chasadim tayvim. That Hashem does is chasadim tayvim la'ami Yisrael. This chasad that Hashem does that it makes us new is tayv only for ami Yisrael, because they're going to use their new kaychas for tayir a mitzvahs. The Shimon Schwab adds, based on what he said, that the bracha Mavrishena is not so much for the physical sleep, but it's for the mental sleep of not doing Torah mitzvahs. And that's why the bracha continues for Torah, for mitzvahs. That's the chasadim tayvim la'ama Yisrael, that we wake up anew, this spiritual awakening, and that's only for Klal Yisrael.